This is Love in the 21st Century, and you're listening to 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We're going to be talking about, as promised on Ed's show, love and the social self. We've been talking about self-love in action and what that looks like. So we've talked about the emotional self, the physical self, the mental self. And last week we spoke with Adam Mose about the spiritual self. And this week, you know, we're trying to bring it together in the social dynamic. It's the community. It's us coming together that forms our interpersonal development in ourselves. So we're going to be talking about it. Josh, my dear friend, is here to join us.
Hello, Tammy, and hello. Radio World.
Hey, yes, and we'll be joined by, hopefully, Emily Rose on the line, talking about the Guinness Book of World Records attempt, which is all, you know, possible because of this amazing community we live in. And, of course, we're going to be encouraging you to call in and pledge, because community radio is not possible without the community. So if you want to pledge right now because you're just so inspired, 895-0131, give us a call.
The Dr. Frankensteins on our Supreme Court created a monster by declaring that a lifeless, soulless corporation is a, quote, person. But why stop there? Another coterie of Frankensteins is now trying to transform multinational private corporations into nations. Their secretly engineered Trans-Pacific Partnership magically endows private profiteering corporations with sovereign rights equal to those of real nation-states. Under TPP, a corporate nation, unlike individual citizens of real nations, could directly compel the U.S. or other countries to alter their laws in order to increase corporate profits. Of course, the Frankensteins dismissed such concerns as an irrational fear, claiming that no corporation would actually be able to force a country to change its laws. Oh? Ask Flipper. While not yet able to confront a nation directly, corporations can get their home governments to sue in the World Trade Organization to overrule another nation's laws. That's what happened to our dolphin-safe tuna labeling law. Most Americans oppose tuna fishing with nets that also catch and kill the lovable flipper, so we have a law encouraging dolphin-free fishing methods. Tuna packers that comply can put dolphin-safe on their labels, thus giving consumers a marketplace choice. Free enterprise at work. But some Mexican fishing companies got their government to complain that our label discriminates against their dolphin slaughtering methods. And a WTO compliance panel ruled that our label is a, quote, technical barrier to trade, essentially overruling a law that we the people enacted. This is Jim Hightower saying, and now, if TPP is approved, foreign corporations won't have to get their national governments to intervene, for they will become governments. For the lowdown on this, go to citizen.org/trade.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Welcome back to Love in the 21st Century. Again, we are talking about love and community. We are in the middle of the pledge drive for KZFR here, and we want you to pick up your phones and give us a call and give a pledge for an amazing service that this community offers, which is the opportunity to have conversations like these about love and community. Welcome, Emily. You there?
I'm here.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. And Josh is here.
Hello.
So we're going to be talking about, the love and the social self. So I kind of laid down a general parameter of what we're talking about, how the self is enhanced through community, through our interactions. And so maybe each of you can kind of give us a little download on what it is that you yourself think that the social self brings to your life, you know, for the good, the bad, and the ugly. the good, mostly. And then maybe we can get into the different aspects we're talking about that community are involved in, such as the Guinness Book of World Records attempt.
Who else are we on with, Tammy?
Huh?
Who else are we on with?
We are on with Josh. Do you remember meeting Josh? Yeah, he was on our show before about with the relationships, long-distance relationships.
Fabulous.
Yes.
Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Thank you. By the way, all listeners out there, Emily's not in the studio. She's actually on the phone calling in remotely from the tackle box because they are still in the middle of the Guinness Book of World Records attempt. They are on what, day 30?
Good question. I've lost track. Day 22 of this by our clock, which is really about day 26, 27 from when we started, which was on the 1st. And Julian Ruck is in the, nearing the end of an epic personal challenge, which is a 12-hour set. So that has been amazing.
Yes, and Julian is the co-host along with Emily for Love in the 21st Century. So he is out there running a marathon of 12 hours.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, we send him love and support. And if you are sitting at home after you are done listening to this show, or if you're in your car, you can just drive over to the Talk Box and show some love and support for what they're doing. They're on the home stretch.
Yes.
You can participate as an audience member of a Guinness Book of World Records. So.
Yeah, you can say, I was there.
Absolutely.
So love and the social self. How, Emily, do you, what do you have to bring to the conversation in terms of its effects on you and your, like, you know, your interactions with how that has enhanced your development?
Wow. I feel like if we were to approach this conversation, like, from an extrovert versus introvert, or in addition to introvert, you know, conversation, that would be interesting. I do have to say I'm operating very low processing power here, so forgive me if I have a hard time retrieving information or words here. But basically, you know, this is almost like one giant social experiment. 30 days of live music, 24/7, which we're actually pushing to Cinco de Mayo at this point, so technically we will be going 35 days. It's talk about socially overstimulating in a sense. Julianne and I, as co-hosts of this event down here at the Tackle Box, we pull hours that are in the 20 to 30 hour range here with pretty minimal sleep all around, 3-4 hour nights, sometimes a 6 hour night here and there. And so socially being in a socially stimulating environment for so many hours on end, you know, typically as one who walks the line of introversion and extroversion, feeding both from alone time and social time, I would have suspected that such social stimulation like I'm getting here would have been, overstimulating in a way. But with such long hours and such an endeavor as this community endeavor is, I have to say that the level of social stimulation I'm getting here is actually inspiring and motivating me in this process. And I'm going to guess Julian would say the same thing, because this project is for the community. And you know, for Chico's music scene, and so the more people that are down here, the more community involvement we have, the more we get, you know, moved to continue the movement and put all this energy and effort into it. So
it would be safe to say that the energy's been building since you have more people around. It's like it gives you strength through that participation.
Well, you know, yes. The more people, the more strength, absolutely. And up into breaking the record, surpassing the record, rather, which we did on the 21st, you know, we had a lot of people down here. It was just enormous. It had so much energy behind it, and we were flying high. And then, actually, once we surpassed the record, our attendance really dropped off. And you know, our online response to doubling it, since that was our initial goal, we put it out there. We're like, well, guys, you know, should we do this thing for 30 days? Should we double it? You know, people really wanted that, to go to the 5th and to really give us that official doubling, so that anybody who tries to do this again in the future is going to have that much, you know, more of a challenge to get through. And yet, you know, while we have our very core community and volunteer members just putting in so much overtime and being here like champs.
Well, it's definitely work to carry out a dream, for sure. It's definitely work.
That?
I said it's definitely work to carry out a dream. But before we get too much into talking about the Guinness Book of World Records, I do want to hear from Josh and about the social self and sort of the dynamic that we're trying to build here of, like, how that has an effect on your development as a person, because we're trying to build a little bit of a net here for people to get an idea of why even care about the social self. I mean, for the introverts, like you're saying, Emily, for the extroverts, they're like, well, duh, like it's my life. But for the introverts, you know, or the people that are walking the line, it is about why, you know, I like it in my house. My house is comfortable. I got everything where, and we're talking about why it's an important part to even bring to our awareness. So Josh, what do you got for us?
I would say that for me, I generally live the lifestyle of a hermit, and so it's really easy for me to just spend a month and not go out and participate in community events and just get involved in my books and gardening and things like that, and that can be really healing and holistic in its own right, but at the same time, it's definitely inspiring to go meet your peers and see what they're up to, meet your elders, see what they're up to. And I guess one of the reflections that I had on it is that being such a hermit at heart personally, being in a relationship for me can definitely be a real bridge to being inspired to get out there and have a partner in whatever it is. So I guess for me, it's a line that I easily walk as a hermit, but being in love can definitely really be the magic that inspires me to get out there and participate.
An inspiring component to bring you out into the world. It's like a bridge, like you said, that connection.
Yeah, wow. And I'm not saying that it's really like a codependency thing. Like, I'm very happy as a hermit, and I'm also happy to just go and be by myself and not know anybody at a place and just meet people. But it can be really great to have somebody who, you know, by your side, who's sharing that experience with you.
So. Absolutely. Emily, were you going to say something?
I have the opposite experience, which I think is really funny. yeah, it's like when I'm single, I'm out and about a lot, and when I start to partner, I tend to hermit. And but that's really funny. I just thought it was.
I would say you're in the opposite situation right now, Emily.
Kind of
sort of. it's that I was recently spending some time with some people last night talking about the village mentality and like the village concept and the idea of like our community that brings us out and sort of helps us fulfill our purpose in a sense, you know, depending on what it is. And so it's interesting to, you know, to think about the world that we live in now and how it very easy it is for people to just kind of like fall within the cracks and like months go by or even years go by where that we don't see people that were our initial community, like our mom or dad or aunts or uncles, and or, you know, old school friends. It's like, you know, life just changes and kind of whirlwinds around us. And the idea, the individual of like being either in my house or being in a great large community, you know, that's the difference. But we can simply be talking about, you know, like your community, your six or seven people. I kind of passingly said at the beginning that Josh has been a part of my community for a long time. And I mean, we've lived in community with each other for multiple years. But by the definition of community, we might be talking about, you know, a city. But we're really just talking about the social concept, the need for social interactions, whether that's relationship, whether that's family, whether that's, you know, down at the tackle box at the Guinness Book of World Records, or if that's listening to this radio station and calling in and supporting KZFR by dialing 895-0131 and pledging to keep us on the air. I mean, there's all different levels of community. And it does, you know, bring it, like without that community, we would have a different emphasis on who we are as people. It allows us to grow in ways that we, you know, may never have even seen, depending on the community.
You know, it makes me think about how, like, so after my last partner and I split, I started getting out more, and I ended up making some really, really close girlfriends. And it had been just so many years since I had, you know, girlfriends that would just come over and hang out with me and, like, do laundry, you know, and, like, do nothing together and just chill and, like, be, like, maybe just high school or something. And that kind of thing is even, you know, ultimately that community, because it's, like, it's the deep root, you know, that you can grow with people.
Absolutely.
On an individual basis. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about the deepness. Because, you know, in our kind of time, our day and age that we're living in, it's like, how many can you have? How many friends do you have on Facebook? You know, it's like, really, like, how many deep relationships do you have? How many people can you get real with? How many people can you call when you're broken down on the side of the road? How many people are still going to be your friend when you lose it one day and yell at them and get mad, like my roommate just got mad at me? You know, like... How many people is that really gonna be in your life? Those are the social connection that we're talking about, not just community, like going out to community events, because that's an aspect of it. But in this culture that we live in, we live on a very superficial level. We don't wanna dive deep. And so I think it's really important to inspire people to work on those relationships.
Yeah, you have to feel good about yourself enough to be able to go feel good about being in a community, and I think maybe that's part of the reason why sometimes I end up being a hermit, is because I'm just, you know, not happy, and I don't really want to go and try and participate in a community thing. But if you can find in yourself to be positive, I guess, the positive mental attitude, then that really makes going out and being part of a community
a lot easier.
Yeah, enjoyable.
And it's so much of a, like, cyclical thing, right? Because the more you involve yourself with others, the higher you get, you know, with them.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's important to take into consideration the community that you are in, because sometimes we're in the wrong
right.
community. You know, it's just the way it is. Like, not everybody likes to wear blue on Tuesdays. I don't know. I'm making that up. You know, it's just, you know, some people like what they like, and it's okay. It's okay for not everybody to get along in the same exact pattern. You know, that's what diversity is about. However, you know, it can really change the shade of our lives when we are around people that are just living in a gray world. So it's important to take evaluation too. Like, is it, you know, is it me? Like, am I not a positive person? Or, like, am I just, like, seeing the negative in all these things? Or, you know, or are the people around me, you know, having an effect on me? Because that's the other part of it, is that the community we choose, or chooses us, that it has an effect on us. I read that the six people that you spend the most time with are the people you become most like. I was terrified when I read that. Not really. Yeah. I was only slightly terrified. I was only like, wow, the effect that these people you know, are having on you. Like, if you knew that, would you choose those six people more wisely?
Wait, can you say that again? The six people are having
the greatest effect on who you are, like your mannerisms, your behavior at okay. that time. I mean, it's not like you don't have general metamorphosis effect over it as well. But I mean, in that time frame, the six people you spend the most time around you start to pick up their mm-hmm. behaviors.
It actually goes as far as finances as well. You can there's studies that show that. Like, so you can basically, like, you know, calculate the median of all of those six people's finances, and it will, like, equal your own.
Whoa, that's an interesting little addition.
One good way to inspire yourself to be responsible financially is to practice philanthropy and support your local community radio station.
Absolutely. Great segue. 895-0131. We would love to hear you supporting KZFR, supporting the love in our community through giving us a call. And if you want to join the conversation and add something about community and how the common unity brings you together, brings your life into a different perspective, give us a call, 895-1114. So I do want to talk about what's possible with community. Like, when we're talking a little bit larger, when we're talking, you know, not just the social dynamic, but yeah, the larger community, what is possible because of more people, literally just a larger community. And that's, you know, what you guys are doing at the Guinness Book of World Records attempt. I mean, for the fact that you said earlier that it has been a little bit, you know, it has slowed down since you actually broke the record. However, I mean, you wouldn't even, like, where you guys are at right now is because, you know, all those bands and all those committed musicians and all those volunteers, right?
Yes, and it is primarily, yes. The thing is this is an entirely community event. So, however, it, you know, I really do have to say it is our 50 hardcore volunteers, and that ranges from musicians to people working the shot clock and the door and helping to run the show and the soundboard and everything like that. I mean, that is how we have surpassed the record and how we've made it as far as we have. And we absolutely would not be here without the community, because for Guinness requirements, we need to have 10 warm bodies, which are audience members, in the crowd at all times. And this is a 24-hour event, which means at 4 a.m. we have to have 10 warm bodies in the crowd, and at 6 a.m. and at 7 a.m. And, you know.
So if you're a warm body, go down to the taco box.
Yes, and we have to have two official witnesses, which are people working in 4-hour shifts, taking notes. And we have to have, you know, a sound person running the soundboard, and we have to have people checking bands in, and it's just insane. And we have to have somebody working the shot clock so that, because, you know, the musicians get less than 24 seconds between songs and less than 4.5 minutes for set changes between bands. And we have to have people taking a dollar from people who enter and giving them a dollar's worth of a ticket. It takes a community to make this thing happen, and we wouldn't be here right now if it weren't for the larger community showing up in so many ways.
What's nice too is it sounds like it's adding more velocity to the community because all these people are connecting constantly, and
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Instant community. It's like boom. It's like what is going to grow out of this petri dish that you've just created? People you've drawn together to do this, you know, to attempt this feat.
We have a Chico Breaks the Record family, and it is about 45 people solid. Our family. And we welcome new family members and actually request new family members in the shape of warm bodies in the early AM hours from 3 AM to 10 AM. We need you down here at the Taco Box. I'm going to make that plea a couple more times before we get off the air here because we're pretty desperate. We're about to actually have to end the attempt early because of how low our numbers have gotten over the last couple days. So.
You hear that, people?
Show up, Taco Box. If you don't know where it is on Park Avenue, before you get on the freeway, leaving Chico towards Orville, Taco Box. You could Google it. I mean, if you're near a computer. They need you. We need you to do that. And, you know, want to bring up the challenges. This is a nice segue into that, like the challenges of community. So, you know, we've been talking about self-love in action and how does one love themselves, you know, in process of doing that, not just saying, yeah, I love myself, like, you know, but how do you, like, put the rubber to the road, as they say? And, you know, the truth about it, once you worked on your vessel, yourself, and you move into, like, working in these relationships and community, there's bound to be challenges that come up. Number one is communication. I've read that somewhere a time or two. And then there's just the actual, you know, and I think this goes into communication, the unspoken expectations or, you know, letdowns that occur. So I would like to hear from Josh and then Emily about, I mean, you've kind of been talking about that, Emily, about, you know, how you need community and then they don't actually always come through, but there's a chance right now, people that are listening.
Oh, well, it's hard to say, I guess, because, I think that we're all part of, like, a biological community of beings on this planet, and so it's easy for me to just get totally abstract and think that I think I might have to defer that. See.
Okay. All right. It's a challenging question. Those challenges.
I'm not quite sure I understand the question. So,
how the challenges that come up in community, like, can you speak to that and that effect on self? Like, I find it from a direction of growth. I mean, there's challenges that arise in community, and if you're present to yourself, you can see how the work that needs to be done with yourself.
Yeah, I guess my quick reflections on that is try not to project onto other people. Try and listen to what they have to say, and also try not to immediately react in an emotional way, because sometimes when people are coming at you negatively, they're actually just appealing for you to come at them positively. So I don't know, it's
that was good insight.
Try
Josh.
To always love, never hate, never fear.
Yeah.
go with the flow.
Miss Emily?
Oh yeah, in an ideal world we would always love.
We only talk about love on this show. We talk about the truth about love on this show, which is the challenging part as well.
Yeah. Yes, you know, I think you said this word, and I'm pretty sure you did, and it was a good word for me right now, is, you know, expectations. I mean, I think that, you know, I didn't mean to give the impression that our community isn't showing up, because obviously our community is showing up hardcore for this. it's just that we've seen a drop off, and by God, we still need everybody here. So you know, expectation is a huge thing, because in so many ways that I think that we've been experiencing a lot down here. We have had expectations that that people would continue to show and support, and yet, you know, that dropped off a little bit, and so it's a bit difficult to continue this momentum with that drop off. Although, of course, we are still going strong, and the other way around, you know, I think the community has expectations of us to continue to go strong, and like with or without them here, in certain ways, and that's difficult too. So, you know, I got sick, and I like bedridden, literally couldn't get out of bed, sick, and so we had to ask our volunteers to be here far more hours, you know, than was acceptable, just to help support Julian being here kind of solo without me, and there were you know, expectations created in this, and it created a lot of tension, and everybody was just exhausted, and it was really a difficult situation, and you know, I'm learning, of course, we're all learning as we go, and you know, so I'm noticing that a remedy for, you know, expectations being created and perhaps let down on either, you know, end of the spectrum is just gratitude. And, you know, showing gratitude to your community, you know, verbally through gifts, through like TLC, you know, I mean, these are ways that we can heal expectations, that we can heal, you know, like Josh was saying, maybe if negative words are spoken or anything like that. Just like showering each other in gratitude and showing each other that we still love and support each other even in tense times or under conflict, you know, and so you know, like I said before, we have this family going here, and in family, you know, we can have tension, but we can also, and as we invite people into our family, more volunteers into our family to help us work the shot clock and the door and the soundboard, you know, just know like that the gratitude here is going to just flow.
And gratitude is always, always flowing. Yeah. And so we give many thanks for the listeners that are listening right now, mm-hmm. talking about community, the people that have shown up at the Taco Box, and that continue to, you know, they're still in the midst of it. So go show them some support. We got less than a minute and a half left, really. Somebody's trying to call in 895-1114. We'll get you in the last seconds of the show before we're done. But I want to give so many thanks to Hank Johnson, Bob Merrick, and Megan Moore, and Emily Tool for your generous donations during our show. You have blown me away without my this time I didn't set a goal, and I think I blew my last goal out of the water. It's pretty awesome. So really excited about that. Thanks for supporting our show. And guess what, guys? We go to an hour show very soon, as in like next week. Next week soon. So we're going to be talking with you for a whole hour while you're in your car. So don't get out of your car the whole time.
And if you just want to say before we hop off here that Julian Ruck is finishing his 12-hour set at 8 p.m. So if over the next 2 hours you can come down to the Taco Box and help cheer him on in his last 2 hours, this 12-hour set is an epic feat for any human being, because it means you cannot leave the stage once to even use the mic. So come and stop.
Okay. Bye, Miss Emily.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Darn it. Somebody just called in. I was trying to get him in the last few minutes, but... Oh, c'est la vie. All right. We are going to close with ER Sessions, a Julian Ruck original. Please remember, we are honoring Julian for his dream in large. You know, Julian, he likes to dream large. So here we go.
Far better to stand broken and humble yourself when you hit the wall with every thought unspoken. Please remember The sun shines in.